Hello, and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy. And welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today, it's so funny. First of all, I'm not in my regular studio today, so if the sound's a little bit different, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm not using my regular microphone. I'm on travel. As you know, us entrepreneurs do that quite often. Wanted to also talk about last week. For some reason, as you recall, last week we talked about websites and optimizing websites. For some reason, I got a lot of inquiries, a lot of kudos about that episode. So it was something about that episode that a lot of you guys liked. I appreciate it. Thank you for the feedback. I will try to duplicate that this week as well. Today, we're going to be talking about common online marketing mistakes most law firms are making. These are things that I'm seeing online, and I hope that I get to rectify these. And I'm also hoping that you guys don't do this. If you're out there doing your own marketing, that's fine. But just make sure that you're not doing these mistakes, because at the end of the day, it will harm you. Let's see what else do I have going on. Oh, I just want to do some housekeeping stuff before I get into the content. So, before I get into the content today, if you are looking for a marketing company to actually help your business catapult itself to the next level in 2023, I want you guys to give me a call, 888-416-7752. Marketing in general has never become more important than now, because there are a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of people who are not realizing how important marketing is. So if this is something that you've been thinking about since last year, or maybe even beyond last year, this is a time to check us out. It costs you nothing to sit down and talk to me. Let us give you an evaluation of your current marketing practices or lack thereof, and we'll take it from there. All right. So hope all is well, guys. Let's move on to the content. Let's see. Let's talk about the common marketing mistakes that I've been seeing. So, some or maybe all of you guys that are following these mistakes are actually costing you, your law firm, the growth that you're looking for, the growth that you need. Okay. And that's one thing I've noticed. If it's just costing you a ton of growth. And what's happening is that you've ventured off on online marketing without the help of some sort of a marketing company, or without the help of some sort of consultation prior to jumping in. That's what I've seen. But let's talk about the mistakes, and then we'll talk about some ways of how to fix these mistakes as well. Okay. Number one, there are about five of them, let's say. So number one is not knowing your ideal client and creating a marketing strategy that focuses on their interests. This is an important thing. I've been going on a lot of attorney websites, as you know. And although I know that they have, maybe they're a family law attorney, the content is very generic. So I cannot decipher who they're trying to reach. Same thing with estate planning attorneys. It's amazing. It just, you know, falls by the wayside. Like you know that they're an estate plan attorney, a bankruptcy attorney, whatever, but the marketing strategy doesn't talk anything about that. It just says, oh, this is our law firm, and that's it. So it's very important. And see, a lot of people say, well, Frank, I'll give you an example of what I mean here before I move on to the next point. A lot of people think that just because your website says family law doesn't mean, or estate planning, or whatever the practice is, doesn't mean that everyone would know who you're trying to meet. Sometimes you have to be specific and speak the language of the ideal client profile that you have on the content. Whether it be via a video that you do, via some social media posts that you do, or somewhere content on your website that speaks to that person. For instance, there are people who just want to work with, you know, women. Or there's some people that just want to work with men. You know, single dad, like single dad pros or something like that. Or, you know, professional man, like, the construction worker need not apply, you know, something like that. You never know. I'm going a little extreme, but I just want to show you, I just want to mention this because I want you to understand the depth of what of the depth of how granular you need to get to your ideal client profile or your ideal client ideal client profile. I said it correctly. So that's important. That's number one, that you have to understand that if you don't know who they are, you're going to get a lot of random people coming to your website or coming to your marketing, whatever, however you draw them to you, they're going to get to you, and then that's not the right person. Yeah, you're going to get a couple of clients in there and there, but are you working with the people you really want to work with? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Okay, number two is no clearly defined online marketing strategy and metrics. So, by that I mean you don't really know. Like if social media is where you want to focus your attention on, because if you say, well, you know, because you can get clients from anywhere. You can get clients from online search, which is my favorite, you know, but I'm not biased towards it. If a client of mine says, Frank, I understand you're a search guru, if you will. But I want my clients to come from social media, and here's why. Whatever that reason is, we will come up with a strategy to clearly define that, you know, to help them find those clients in that platform, you know. So you have to clearly, you have to have a clear defined online marketing strategy, and you have to have the metrics behind it. So here's what I mean. And it doesn't have to be one strategy. So let's just say, let's go back to my example of social media. If you say, yeah, I want, you know, my clients to come from social media, that can come from different variations. It could come from, you know, TikTok, if that's your clientele. It can come from, you know, Instagram, Facebook. It can come from any of those, even LinkedIn, if that's the case. Because I was hesitating to say LinkedIn, but I did think of a case of a business law attorney who wanted to work with me and was looking for clients out of LinkedIn. So yes, LinkedIn is one of those other ones as well where you can start to market if social media is your thing. There are some people who want search. Yeah, I want people to find me when they search, blah, blah, blah. It's a different strategy. They got people who want display because it's cheaper. I do love this whole online marketing strategies, but I want only display ads because I know I can get that type of results with pennies on the dollar. With pennies on a dollar, I can get, I'm not looking for a huge uplift of leads, if you will. All I want is each month two or three new cases, let's say. Display is probably your jam. You're not gonna get bombarded. Hey, I'm in a very competitive location, and I'm in a very competitive location. I need to get more aggressive. I want to go with search. I want to go with search, and I want to go with social media, and I want OTT. I want to be on video with advertising on Hulu because I know that a lot of my ideal client. This is what I mean by if you don't have a clear, defined online marketing strategy and the metrics to go behind it, you're not doing it correctly. Okay, so let's move on to number three. Number three is failure to personalize content throughout your online marketing campaign. And not only you want to personalize it, if you don't focus on building a relationship with your ideal client, that's another issue. So this is two in one. If you fail to personalize your content. Here's what I mean by personalize your content. Every one of us has a different type of personality. Every one of us brings different things to the table. I can be an estate planning attorney and have another estate planning attorney, down the street from me, and we have total different business values. We have a total different personality, so you have to know how to personalize your content, and make sure that your personality is actually being shown within your marketing. That's very important. And a lot of attorneys, a lot of business owners in general miss that. But a lot of attorneys miss that. You have a personality that's going to attract a certain clientele. And that clientele is who you want to work with most. So if you don't incorporate your personality in your marketing, you're missing the boat. But not only do you have to incorporate your personality, you also have to make sure that your messaging is focused on building relationships with those folks. It can't be like, oh, this is my personality, and then that's it. It has to be, this is my personality, and why don't you come into the office so we could see if we could work together? I mean, it doesn't be like, it's not like that. There's a strategy behind doing this, and it's not exactly the way I just said it, but it's something very, 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 very similar to that, and there's a way of doing it. So again, if this is something that you're struggling with, nailing down who your ideal client profile is, because I know that could be difficult, sit down with us. Send us an email, info@lbmsllc.com, and I would love to give you a free consultation of how to do that. All right, so that was three. Number four is neglecting to identify and use marketing campaign KPIs. It's funny. I had a conversation with a business partner of mine and I, someone who I network with, I should say. We mastermind a lot. We were talking about this specifically, which is why I wanted to put it on the list here. A lot of people are neglecting to identify the use of campaign marketing KPIs. Measuring is the key to a successful online market, well, any marketing, but especially online marketing campaign. If you are not looking at your metrics on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, excuse me, what you also have to do is identify what are your KPIs, what are your key performance indicators, what based on, you know. So a lot of people, that's why when I sit down with a client of mine or a potential client of mine, I always ask them, what are you wishing to get out of this campaign? What are you focused on? You know, if you say, oh, I want 1,000 clients out of this, okay, 1,000 clients is going to cost you X amount of dollars to get 1,000 clients, you know. But whatever it is, whatever strategy an online marketing company like myself or any other ones that you're working with has to make sure that it measures up to what your goals are. You know, if you're looking for, like I said, you know, just one client per month, that's a different strategy. So you gotta identify and use these KPIs so that way you can go and measure, oh, this company is doing a bang up job. They're doing a great job for me because I wanted X. And they not only gave me X, they gave me X plus. And I'm not spending any more money with it. Now that is what you want as a law firm. You don't want to be thinking about this marketing. You don't want this market. You have enough to think about with your cases. You've got tons of cases to deal with. You've got tons of clients to serve, right? Go to court for, et cetera, et cetera. Last thing you want is to worry about some, you know, some metrics, right? But if you're doing it yourself, you do. You got to understand what's the cost of you doing it yourself and how, what is it bringing you? You know, is it costing you more cases because you're dealing with these KPIs? Or is it, or, you know, or it, because you don't have the knowledge and the know-how of doing the online marketing correctly, is it costing you money because you're not bringing in the cases? You know, so if you don't identify the use of these KPIs properly, understanding what KPIs you're looking for, you're doing it wrong. Okay, that's just what. Just anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. But I wanted to mention it because my networking partner and I we just was talking about this last week. We were at a dinner function and then we started talking about KPIs. Anyway, last but not least, the last mistake that a lot of law firms are making out there is not taking the time to understand analytics and the picture they're trying to paint for you. Google Analytics is a huge, so a lot of people may confuse that one and this one. KPIs is key performance indicators. What are the, you know, what's the, in each month, what's going up, what's going down, what's leveling off? Is your marketing plateauing? Are you experiencing, you know, ad fatigue? We could talk about ad fatigue some other time, etc. That's what KPIs are. The understand the analytics and the picture that they're trying to paint for you is, what is the traffic telling you? What are the trends based on experience? And a lot of this has to do with experience. So if you have not been in the marketing world for very long, a lot, this could be a tough one. And I could see why you're not doing this correctly, because reading the analytics is kind of like the stock market. If anyone understands the stock market, you know, when to buy, when to sell, and not just as simple as, you know, buy low, sell high, and all this stuff like that. Now, you know, that's just basic. But there's some detailed things and trends that are happening when you're in the stock market to know when to sell, when to buy. Maybe with the swap stocks, etc., etc. Same thing with just traffic. There's certain trends in traffic that you can, but you have to be able to identify early on in the process. Okay? Early on in the process. Once you can identify these things early on in the process, you're able to now make marketing decisions that's going to help your firm in the next 2-3 months. So you have to detect it early, though, because once you're in the trend, it could be a little bit too late on some cases. And it really depends on how competitive your area is. For instance, if you're in New York City, you have to do that real early, you know. But if you're in somewhere in Idaho, maybe not so much. But you still have to do it, but it's just not as aggressive. So anyway, hope this helps, folks. You have to know. Before I move on, when I said that, you know, you have to know what picture they're trying to paint for you, is exactly what I mean. Once you understand the trend, if you're seeing a particular search volume, let's say we're talking Google Ads. Let's talk Google Ads for a minute. A particular search volume starting to hit and starting to peak. You want to beat that before those prices go up. And not only that, you also want to start writing blog posts on it so you can attract that type of traffic as it goes up. And writing is a strategic way of getting a lot of traffic. At some point I would like to do an episode on the difference between the SEO traffic and the pay-per-click traffic and its conversions. I'm going to take a note on doing that. I would love to teach that. One of the things I love doing about this podcast is teaching you guys. But I want to teach that. So you understand the power of writing a powerful blog post, knowing what people are asking for on the internet. I'll show you tools on how to do that. And then really, really crushing it when it comes to your blogs. But that's another topic for another time. So there you have it, folks. Those are the 5 common marketing mistakes that I see a lot of law firms making. Okay, you know, not knowing the ideal client, not clearly defining your online marketing strategy, failure to personalize your content throughout your strategy, neglecting to identify and use marketing KPIs, and not taking the time to understand analytics. Those are the things that I'm seeing, especially as I look at other websites and look at other marketing strategies when I sit down with potential clients, pretty common things. So if you're making these mistakes, folks, reach out to us, 888-416-7752. Or even if you don't know if you're making those mistakes, also reach out to us, 888-416-7752. Ask for me. Make sure you let people know that you heard this on the podcast. We always like to understand where we're getting our calls from. And you would love a consultation with Frank. Once you say that, they'll either put you right through to me, but if I'm on the phone, they'll put you to my voicemail. And we will take it from there. So until next week, folks, this has been Frank Deming, the local business guy. Take care. Bye for now. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.